for HGX. I'm back, Ken. I'm back. Got to run in the store and get something.
Getting ready here. Need to take a minute.
It's nice not to have to leave so early, right?
I enjoy it. I still get to work early. I'll be at work 6:15. Don't have an hour and something to get ready for that.
Yeah, 7:30.
30 or 7:45. And then classes don't start till a little after 8.
Time to get your head clear and figure out what you're doing for the day, right?
And get a game plan on what's going on that day.
4 ZLE, me and the wifey headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hope y'all are doing well. L4HK.
Good, we just headed to work again. KQ4 ZLE. Headed up here to this interstate.
Be a smooth ride in.
Yeah, thanks for me anymore. Thank goodness. Sounds like you got your little cruise fixed.
Somewhat. I got that front timing chain cover gasket and all that stuff fixed, so it's not slinging oil anymore. Still got an issue with the coolant system not holding pressure, but I'm not losing coolant. I'm not getting oil in the coolant or coolant in the oil or anything like that. So I got a new coolant reservoir tank for it. I'm going to put on it new hoses and all that good stuff. So I'm hoping maybe it's the cap or one of them that's not letting it build pressure. But other than that, the little car's doing good. It's not getting hot or anything.
Well, that's good. Hopefully that takes care of it for you when you get the reservoir and all in.
Put a complete new timing set on it, timing belt and all that stuff. All I had all that apart. Went with the actual GM stuff instead of the cheaper Chinese stuff, which I think the GM stuff's Chinese anyway, but yeah. And then ended up putting another oxygen sensor and stuff in it too. And the little car's running good. I mean, it's getting its gas mileage, its pet back and everything, so.
Had another couple $100,000 out of it.
Yeah, I love driving my old truck. It's just, it's a lot harder on gas, and I have to run premium gas in it too, so. But yeah.
And now, definitely not a friendly thing to be doing.
At all. So the neat thing is, right here around the lake, though, the ethanol-free premium is not really much more. It kind of has surprised me so far. I figured it really have jumped up. But I guess the demand for it, you know, like in the boats and stuff like that, has not really jumped up quite as much yet. So, well, I guess we'll see.
That it hadn't jumped up, I figured they'd take every advantage.
Bear in Lyman, the premium and the non-ethanol were like $4.50.
$3.99 a gallon a couple of days ago when I put gas, which I run an oil cruise too. I can tell a huge difference. It kind of pays for itself in the long run. I don't use nowhere near as much of it. The car's got more power to it. But, yeah, I think I paid $3.99 a gallon for it at the Circle K, new Circle K they just built here in Townsville on Highway 24. Well, I take that back. It was the Angle right here on 24 that I got it the other day because it was 93-octane, KQ4 ZLE.
Non-ethanol gas up here. You got to go to one or two stations.
Around the lake here, it's all over the place. So I got some. Some places, of course, are higher than others, but I got some pretty good choices, luckily. Only worth it to me because I can tell a huge difference in my vehicles, especially this little cruise with that VVT system in it. It takes more advantage of it, and I use much less of it. Better mileage, more power and everything.
If you can find it somewhere, you'll notice a better pep in the car and better fuel mileage than anything I've ever run it in.